I have to give the conclusion to my talk for this session. The science or philosophy is like this section. It is possible to analyze what we did after we did something. It is possible. But it is already dead core, dead core of our practice. So even though you analyze what you have done, it will not work, it will not help you so much. It is near the same to count your dust child age. So we cannot help counting our lost boys' age. It is our nature, but actually it will not help so much. So the most important thing is to understand our true mind or inmost nature in our practice. How we understand our actual mind is the most important point, should be the most important point. And that is why Zen emphasizes to live on each moment. Bodhidharma said, Bodhidharma, the first patriarch of Chinese patriarch. He is 28th patriarch from Buddha. And in China, he is the first patriarch. And he said, if you want to see a fish, before you see a fish, you have to watch water. Do you understand? If you want to see a fish, you have to watch water before you see the fish. If you want to see the Buddha nature, you have to see your small mind before you see Buddha nature. Actually, when you see water, there is true fish. Don't you think so? Here, by fish, he meant true nature. If you want to see the true nature, when you see the water, there is true nature. The true nature is watching water. You are watching water. At the same time, true nature is watching water. As Descartes says, I think, therefore I am. What does it mean? Here, I. Therefore I am. That I is not just small mind. He could not deny that I, which thinks, which watch what, that someone who is watching, you who is watching water, is true nature itself. You think fish is true nature, but that is not true nature. You you are watching Buddha. And that you cannot be denied. That is ultimate existence. And at the same time, that is universal existence. That is, you are, and at the same time, it includes everything. Anyway, when you watch water, there is actual fish is in the water. Before you see the fish, there is fish. Before you see the Buddha nature, you see your mind, you watch your mind. When you watch your mind, when you say, mind doesn't, it's painful, doesn't. Here you have true nature. But you do not realize that it's true nature. You ignore it on purpose. This is a silly mistake. There's immense importance in the eye when you watch your mind. That eye is not dead eye. That eye is always incessant activity. That I is always active. That I is always swimming. That I is always flying through the vast air with wing. Here I mean by wing thinking and various activities. That I is flying through the vast sky. In this case, the vast sky is his home, is my home. There's no bird or no or air. Air and bird is one. So, Dogen Zen says, bird flies like a bird. Fish swims like a fish. Water is his heart. And when it swims in the water, it is a fish. There is nothing but fish. All the water belongs to him, and when he can swim everywhere, it means he can think. That thinking is right thinking. Logical thinking, after you did something, or analytical thinking, is not true thinking. So, in your practice, whether or not that practice is good or bad, perfect or imperfect, when this kind of mind is at work, your practice is practice of enlightenment. Your practice includes everything, within and without. Whole world is your home, and everything belongs to you. So that you can understand this short statement, fish seems like a fish, bird flies like a bird. I not denied, but I explained what is logic, what is philosophy. what is sight. Because you are firmly believing scientific truth, and you are caught by scientific way of life, you have no idea of what is true mind. You are always watching shadow of that, chasing after the shadow of the mind. Philosophical interpretation or psychological interpretation of your mind is just a shadow of the mind. And you are firmly believing it. So you mistake enlightenment for drugs, LSD. If the sixth patriarch is here, what he will say? With such people, I cannot talk. We have a shadow. It is inevitable to have a shadow for us. But to try to step on your shadow is impossible. How can you catch your shadow? If you try to step your shadow, shadow will be ahead of you. If you go one step behind, shadow one step behind of you, it is impossible. It is foolish to think future or past. Why don't you catch yourself in this moment? When you are doing something, you are there. You are too much attached to visible things. So, when the second Chinese patriarch sees Bodhidharma and confesses his simple mind, he said, "Bring me a simple mind. Catch the simple mind." He said, "I cannot catch it. Of course, no one can catch it. If you try to catch it, that is shadow, you know. How can you catch the shadow of your hand?" So he said, "I cannot catch it." And Bodhidharma said, "The confession is over." So accurate. What they point out is so accurate. You cannot move back and forth. There is no need even to read one page of book. There is no need even to listen to me. It is here. Before a fish comes, there is fish. In Sandoka it says, before the night has gone, the dawn is here. When you are waiting for dawn, dawn is here. You are there, right there. Your true mind is right there. When you are wandering, the true mind is right there. When you are suffering, the true mind is right there with suffering. Science cannot solve this problem. Even meditation the true activity starts. True activity of your life is no more. So, if you do not catch it, when you are active, how can you catch it? And there is a way to catch it. That is our practice. That is the sin. Sin is mind. To catch our true mind is the sin. This mind cannot be caught by thinking. Thinking mind or feeling, it is too late. So moment after moment, to watch your breathing, to watch your posture, is to dwell on your true nature. There's no secret besides this point.